Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club, the place investors go to gain actionable advice, learn about current market trends, and hear war stories from other professional investors out there in the field today. Before we get started, I have two quick housekeeping items to cover. First, if you like the episode, we would very much appreciate a like, subscribe, and share. It is the best way to support the show and keep it running. Second, if you are a new investor looking to get started in real estate or an experienced investor looking to take your investing to the next level, we created an ebook for you that will cover how to find deals that are actually deals, how to finance those deals with little to no money down, and how to exit those deals for maximum value. On top of that, I throw in an insane amount of free bonuses that you'll have access to once you buy the ebook. All we charge is our admin costs to keep the show running. So, if you're serious about real estate investing and want to create both active and passive income as an investor, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com and click on the button that says Get the ebook to grab yourself a copy today. So, with that said, let's dive right in. Today we have a very special guest with us, ready to drop some investor knowledge on you. So buckle up, grab your pen and paper, and enjoy the ride. All right, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club Daily Deal Review. Today we have with us Joseph Bramante. Joseph was just on a full episode, probably one or two episodes behind this. So if you missed that, go back, check it out. Joseph gave some really good advice on multifamily development, selecting tools for CRMs, all that good stuff. But he's here today to talk about one of his deals. So Joseph, first of all, thank you for being here. Secondly, where was this deal located?
So this deal is out in Garden Oaks, submarket of Houston. It's a booming submarket in the area.
Garden Oaks in Houston. Love it. What kind of property was it?
It's a garden style in Garden Oaks. No, it's
ironic.
Yeah, it's a 1973 vintage. It was actually three smaller properties on the same street that we've smashed together and made into one. Operating them as a single property, 220 units. And so that's the type of property they are.
Very cool. I'm going to ask more about that smashing together. That's pretty unique. Three properties, just taking notes here. Next question is, how did you find this deal?
Broker brought it to me. It was, I don't remember exactly how it transpired, but basically when you're in a market like we are and you only do one particular market. So like Houston, where this is our market, we don't go outside of Houston too much. All the brokers know who we are, and you kind of get a reputation for doing a certain type of deal. And we are known as the heavy value add guys, both Houston and a lot of people across the country know us as that from our podcast. But so when this deal came across, the brokers knew right away, this is a big value add deal. Most buyers, you know, are not going to want to do this. And so it immediately kind of thins down the pool to just a handful of folks. And we were one of those folks that got presented the opportunity. And then we had offered on it within the next day.
Perfect. I love it. So it came from brokers, as always. We always say this almost every episode, network is incredibly valuable when it comes to real estate investing. So take that to the bank. The next question, what about this property brought you in? Why'd you think it was such a, you know, attractive deal?
Well, this one had the least bit of creativity, really, because there was a property next door that had just done a massive renovation as well, and they were already getting the rents. You can tell from the architecture of the building that they looked similar architects. So we were like, okay, well, we can basically just replicate what this guy did. So the entire business model for the property was copy paste. So we just copied what that guy did. We toured his property with our GC. We just took notes and we built our bid to do the renovation based on what he did. We plugged that into our model, showed that it worked, got a great lender to do the bridge loan for us. And that was kind of what we did.
Cool. Copy paste. I like that. Makes things a little bit more simple. And you already answered the next question. How did you finance it? Sounds like you got a bridge loan.
Yeah. So we financed it with a bridge loan, a group out of, LA, and the equity. So the mistake we made on the equity was we were originally trying to pitch it to family offices. which, you know, most family offices are not going to do a $37,000 per door renovation. It's high risk, very hairy deal, but high reward. That's going to be typically most of your investors are going to be interested in stuff like that. So we had to pivot kind of midway through the contract and go from trying to raise equity from family office to syndicate and bootstrap the whole deal together. We raised like $7 million in 30 days. So we brought in a co-general partner developer who raised the bulk of that. We'd raised about $2, $3 million of it, and they brought the rest of it. So it was a mad dash to the finish line on the deal, but we got it done. That's the important thing. When you do a deal, make sure you know who your investor is for it. And I think once you've identified and you know who the investor is, then you can go out and you can raise it. But if you think that, oh, this is a family office deal and it's not, and it's a syndication deal, you know, you can lose a lot of time and it could have gone bad for us.
Yeah, man, in 1 month, that's a mad dash for that raise. So congratulations to you guys. I'm sure that was once you got it, it was a big, big relief on your shoulders.
That's awesome, my partner. He did the brunt of it.
Yep. So you've already kind of touched on this one. How did you add value?
We basically took it down to the studs and did the renovation. The thing with value add is it's, to be successful at doing value add, you've got to be able to pivot. And so, and COVID is giving everybody that opportunity, whether you like it or not. So we had a great plan. We had an initial plan going into the deal where we had budgeted so much money. And then once we closed on it, the plan was to finalize everything and finalize our plans and get firm bids on everything and exact detailed scope. Unfortunately, what happened was we closed the same day that we closed, we had Hurricane Irma come to town. And so when we took over the property, we had 20 units that got flooded. So immediately we're behind the gate. We lose 10% occupancy day one due to flooding units. And our property, we closed in September. Our plan was to start work in January. But because of that hurricane, we were starting work immediately on 20 units that were down. Because our alternative was we can do the light fix here and lease them back up, which, you know, hindsight being 2020, of course, we would have probably gone that route, just got them back functional, leased them back up as the basic unit they were. Anyway, that was our first kind of pivot and recovering from that, continued to fine tune our plans. And then we got to work on it, and then COVID happened. And so now what's happened during COVID is that all of your costs that you thought you had are out the window. So lumber is about twice as expensive as it was. Appliances, we were on back order for 6 months on a set of appliances. And now we're being told the prices that were quoted don't match anymore. They're $400 more per unit. Several other items are just like that. Just the entire supply system is on back order. So now we're having to redesign our project again and pull back and rescope and, you know, get creative for the property because of, you know, just trying to manage this pandemic that we're in the midst of and hopefully finishing with here soon. So how we added value was through our creativity and problem solving. You know, we found three, well, this was our one, two, we had three solutions, you know, so we had a solution in the beginning when we closed, then we pivoted from the flood. Now we're pivoting again for the COVID. So I think Awesome. Just constantly being able to pivot and not getting, you know, if you're the kind of person that's going to set a plan and if anything changes, you're going to freak out and you can't think on the fly.
Real estate's not for you. Yeah. Three pivots. That's a big one. And things like COVID and hurricanes. I mean, what you can't argue against that. That's 100% out of your control. And you just kind of got to have to deal with it. For people on YouTube, I'm a blurry blob right now. Apologize for that. But moving on. So numbers, you don't have to be exact here. It is, you know, we're just, this is a podcast, so we're kind of general. If you could kind of give the basics of the numbers going into buying it and then rehabbing it and then what you project the exit to be.
So we bought it at 75 a door. We were doing about 37 a door on the rehab. And we were projecting exiting at about 156, 160 a door.
Wow, so that's great.
Our exit was in line with, and that's over a 3-year period. So we're just going to buy it, exit, and move on. Our exit price was based on what the other property that we copied, they were actually for sale. So we were able to get all their financials to further verify that they are getting the rents they were getting, because we were trying to buy that property as well as this one. And would still be interested in buying it if this price had come down a little bit. But that said, that was our, you know, once we were able to exit, you know, and we're actually exiting for a lower price than what he's trying to exit at. So we've, you know, our rents were lower than his, our exit is lower than his, our rehab is less than his. So we've really kind of value engineered it to the nth degree. And we just felt really comfortable with the exit. So those were the kind of the things that we had baked into it. Plus we had a decent amount of contingency baked into it as well.
Man, that's a great boon that you you got to copy his his design, his layout, and he also got to see the financials once you were going towards that exit. That's great.
Yeah.
So you had 75 for purchase, 37 for rehab, and then you're looking at 156 for exit, which gives a good spread of 44 per unit. So that that's success in anybody's book. Final question, and this one is the lesson. So what is the biggest lesson you learned throughout this particular process of this unit or this property?
Patience. You know, I think you get nervous when you're doing big rehabs, the clock's ticking. And, you know, for us, you know, back to the very beginning when we flooded, you're adrenaline's going, you're ready to go. And the natural instinct is, the instinct is just to push through it, right? And you say, I'm just going to take these units, I'm going to start them now. And that's what we did. Instead of sticking with our plan, which our plan was always start January 1, we're going to spend 3 months fine tuning everything. Instead, we just started immediately. So now we're developing and finalizing a plan. We already had a loose plan, we're finalizing a plan with these 20 units down. And then again, the reason that would have been so much more beneficial is because one, we had a better plan, and we would have started what the units that flooded. So it's three properties. The units that flooded were on the largest property, and our original plan was to start on the smallest property. So by flooding the largest property, we started on the biggest one. And one of the issues you have on value add is when you start it, people see that you're renovating units, and they start moving out. Because they think they know what's coming, and they say, you know what, screw this, I'm gonna go ahead and leave anyway. So basically you end up with a mass exodus at a property. And so by starting at the smaller properties, it's less of an impact. We started the biggest one, and so we had to absorb that. So we were quickly renovating units even faster. And also we didn't have any clue COVID was coming, but nonetheless, if we would have just followed our plan, COVID would have happened. We went into lockdown in like February, March. We wouldn't have been 20 units down. We would have been basically full still, and we would have weathered it. But then we would have gotten into trouble with our loan, because you've got with a bridge loan, you've got to spend the money at a certain pace. The lender is going to force you to spend it, or it doesn't matter. They're going to charge you interest on it as if you spent it, whether or not you spent it or not. So you end up with these, I mean, pandemics are really disastrous for doing major renovations. It's not ideal, or even development, you know, it's with material costs, everything going through the roof. So having patience with your development and also being creative, I'd say, or being able to pivot are the two biggest things.
Yeah. Damn you, COVID. Come on, man. Just leave us. So patience, that's a big lesson. And that is a good lesson to learn and a good one to apply to pretty much any deal that you do out there. So that's it. That's the review. So Joseph, thank you for coming on and sharing that with us.
You got it, Gabe.
Awesome. Everybody else, thank you guys for showing up. We appreciate you being here. Again, Joseph's full episode is maybe one or two episodes behind this, so check that out. He gave some really good insights into multifamily in that episode. Other than that, as always, I hope you guys have an absolutely fantastic week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Real Estate Investing Club. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and were able to pull some actionable advice that you can go home with and apply to your own investing business. Before you go, I have a gift for you. If you're a new investor looking to get started or an established investor looking to take your business to the next level, I've created an ebook just for you available on the website. This ebook will cover how I was able to create both active and passive income in real estate with very little money to start with. In it, I will address the three most often cited obstacles new and veteran investors run into by showing you how to find a deal that's actually a deal, how to finance that deal with little to no money down, and how to exit a deal for maximum value. And if you get the ebook today, I'm going to bury you in bonuses, seven of them to be exact. First, you'll get the off-market lead generation blueprint, which will take you through the exact systems and processes we use to generate off-market leads like clockwork, which is the most important skill when it comes to creating real wealth in real estate. Then you'll get the A to Z REI systems and vendors guide, which will allow you to peek under the hood of our business and see the exact tools and systems and even the vendors we use to grow our business. After that, you will get the top 100 best performing keywords pack, which will give you the exact keywords we use to target leads online and generate leads without having to lift a finger. Next, you'll get the contracts bundle for wholesaling and renting real estate, which will give you access to all of the contracts we use in the field to execute all types of transactions. After that, you'll get the investor's quick analysis calculator and offer tool, which will allow you to quickly calculate whether a deal is an actual deal and will allow you to create an offer automatically from those calculations. Next up, we'll give you the investor's daily success tracker, which is a tracker you can use to ensure you are taking the right actions day in and day out to reach your financial goals in real estate. And finally, you will get the wholesaler's template for quick assignment cash, which will give you the templates we use to present our wholesale deals professionally and efficiently to our buyers. I know that is a ton of things to say. I'm glad you were able to stick with it. So you'll get both the ebook and all of those seven free bonuses when you download the ebook today. All we charge is the admin cost to run the show. So if you are interested in the ebook and the bonus bundle, head on over to the website at therealestateinvestingclub.com. Click on Get the Ebook Bundle at the top of the page and take advantage of that deal. With that housekeeping item covered, I hope you have an absolutely fantastic day and even better week. Keep rocking real estate, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. All right, before I officially sign off, I have a quick announcement to make. If you're interested in becoming a passive investor in one of my deals, my own company, Kaizen Properties, is looking for capital partners for our upcoming projects. We invest in what are known as recession-resistant assets, mainly self-storage facilities, mobile home and RV parks, and industrial properties. If you're interested in investing and would like to learn a little bit more about my company, our investing criteria, and some of the previous projects we've done, go to the Real Estate Investing Club podcast at therealestateinvestingclub.com and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page. Click on the Invest With Us button. That'll pop up the investor form. Fill that out and we will reach back out to you as soon as we can. Or if you prefer a little bit more of a personal touch, you can reach out to me at gabe@therealestateinvestingclub.com. So really, that is it. Again, it was a pleasure hanging out with you guys during this episode, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.